Hey guys, today on The Value Investor, I'll be reviewing how to analyze a stock as a defensive investor. I'll be using the guidelines provided in Chapter 14 of Benjamin Graham's book, The Intelligent Investor, to measure the intrinsic value of a stock. The stock I will be analyzing today is one of my favorite companies, and I actually own a couple of shares in the company itself. The company is Microsoft. Currently, Microsoft is trading at the price of $174 and is actually one of the few companies listed on the stock exchange with a $1 trillion market capitalization. My goal here is to analyze the stock and not to recommend you to buy or sell the stock. I feel like that's a more personal choice and that's really up to you. And you should definitely do more research even after this podcast. Here, I will analyze the stock and determine the intrinsic value by measuring its quantitative and qualitative values. Now, from here, I try to figure out how do I measure these qualitative and quantitative values of a company. And so the way I like to put this this way was that to measure a company's quantitative values, we're going to be looking at its expected earnings, its annualized payouts of a dividend, its financial condition, and also its price to asset ratio. And we'll be discussing this more as we look at Microsoft's quantitative measurements. And then with the qualitative measurement, what I really just wanted the company to be able to answer was, what is the company doing to grow and beat out its competitors? Let's start by measuring the quantitative values of Microsoft. We're going to start with annualized payouts of dividends. You might be wondering, what are dividends? Dividends are just a sum of money paid regularly to its shareholders out of its profits. And so the company will pay you just a chunk of its profits to you for being an investor. For the past 16 years, Microsoft has paid a dividend and it has regularly increased that dividend. Today, Microsoft has a 1.19% dividend yield. And Graham states that a company that you are interested in investing in should actually have a 20 years annualized dividend. This just means that the company should be paying its shareholders or the investors consistently over the 20 years in payouts or in dividends. So based off this, the stock does not meet Graham's criteria. The next thing Graham states is that a company should have a strong financial condition to be invested in. To measure that, we should compare the current assets to the current liabilities. Now, assets are defined as resources that help generate profit in your business. And here, liabilities are just considered credit in your company. And so Graham says that there should be a 2-to-1 ratio when we're comparing the current assets to liabilities. And what he means by that is that current assets should be twice of the current liabilities. Microsoft has $286 million in assets and has $184 million in liabilities. So based off that, if you were to divide 286 divided by 2, unfortunately, it's going to be less than the $184 million, and so, again, it doesn't meet Graham's criteria. The next thing that we're going to consider is how much free cash flow does Microsoft have? And the reason why we really want to take this into consideration is because what we really want to see is how is Microsoft using that extra money that it gets from its revenue. So any of the profits that it really makes, how is it going to use that money? Is it going to do buybacks in stocks? Is it going to give it out in dividends? Is it going to reinvest that money into its infrastructure? And so you really want to value this. And I think a good way to put this, and a good example here to really look at would be in this current situation. So right now we're going through the coronavirus and a lot of businesses have deemed to be non-essential, and so they're not really staying open. And so because of that, they're not bringing in any sort of money into their business in this current situation. And so a good company, if they would have thought about, hey, if we shut down even for a month, are we financially going to be fine? And based off just what Microsoft has, to me, I think it's all right. So the amount of free cash flow Microsoft has is $133 million. When we look at the market price to book value ratio, what it really suggests is that how much investors are paying against each dollar value on the balance sheet. And so one thing to consider here is that one of its limitations is that it isn't valued with tech companies because they have intangible assets. And so Microsoft has its cloud, which is one of, and its software that it produces. However, that's an intangible asset in comparison to a company like Chipotle, which has a bunch of assets like their tortillas or their guacamole, which is all their assets that they have. Now, after calculating this, I was able to get that the fair price value of Microsoft was $143.15. So that would be anything if the stock of Microsoft was at $140, then that'd be a fair price to pay for it. Anything above it would be too expensive, and currently it's at $174. Now, one thing to take into consideration with this number, again, is that Microsoft is a tech company, and so because of that, it's going to have intangible assets. The last thing I want to say is that as we do more summaries of the book, The Intelligent Investor, I'll be going over how to calculate the market price to book value ratio. Now, I'm going to switch over to speaking about its qualitative measurements. The first thing I really want to do before discussing these measurements is to discuss who are its competitors. And Microsoft creates software, they have a cloud, they also make gaming consoles, and so they're in a bunch of different businesses. And so I'm just going to name off a bunch of its competitors, and the biggest ones, at least in America, would be Sony, Apple, Google, and Amazon. Now, the first thing we'll take a look at here is just its cloud. And so the cloud that they offer here is called Azure, and we've seen that over the past year, it's grown tremendously. It's in second place right now in comparison to Amazon in size. And recently, they actually just signed a $10 billion JEDI contract with the Pentagon. And just even more recently, they signed a deal with Coca-Cola. And so more and more people are using their cloud. Now, the other thing to think about is that more and more companies, because of the situation currently that we have with coronavirus, more and more companies are working from home. And so that's going to use their cloud during that time. And the other thing to think about is their software. So in their software, they have any software that's programmed into your computer here. So just Microsoft Windows. And at the same time, you have to think about just their Office suite. And so any of their software with Microsoft Word, Excel, PowerPoint, all of those three will be taken into consideration. And that actually ends up bringing in the most of their revenue. The other thing I really want to talk about here is then I'm going to switch over and talk about just the gaming console. So in the year of 2020, the plan for Microsoft is to release the Xbox Series X. And one thing to think about here was that for Xbox One, it did not sell as well as something like the PS4. The PS4, I believe, beat it out by 2 times more than, more people bought the PS4 2 times more than they bought the Xbox One. And so in comparison, I think this year, more and more people will buy Xbox Series X compared to the PS5 because of just the pricing. I think they're going to be very close in terms of their pricing, where with Xbox One in the past year, when they released it, they priced it at much more than the PS4. And so most people ended up just buying the PS4 at that point. And so these are the things I'm going to be looking at as I make my informed decision on Microsoft. Now, I am not suggesting that you go ahead and buy Microsoft. Based off these, I would recommend that you go ahead and do more and more research before you actually decide to say, hey, I really want to look and buy and invest in Microsoft. I hope you guys like this podcast. I'm going to continue to make more and more podcasts where I look at specific companies and really look at their quantitative and qualitative measurements. Just over the next week, I'm also going to be releasing the first chapter summary of The Intelligent Investor. So look forward to doing that. See ya.